declarations for freedom of codependency. Lord, I come before you and repent of any codependency. I repent of allowing others' treatment of me to affect my view of myself. I refuse to be a people pleaser and will only please you. I will not change who I am to make others happy. I refuse to allow myself to be codependent. I gain everything I need from my relationship with Christ. I will not let my emotional needs be met through helping or leaning upon others. I will humble myself so I can see myself the way God sees me. I will maintain healthy boundaries for myself, my family, and others. The peace of God rests upon me. I refuse to allow someone else's situation to create chaos in my life. Lord, I surrender myself to you and pray that you develop Christ-like character in my life. Help me to treat others the way that I would want to be treated. Lord, I pray according to 2 Corinthians 3:18 that I would be transformed into Christ's likeness. According to Galatians 5:22 through 26, I pray, give me the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. According to Romans 12:2, I will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that by testing I may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Lord, I pray you would reveal any thought patterns, mental blockages, or bondages that are contrary to your word. Isolate every way of thinking that is not of you. I repent of any wrong way of thinking and pray, Holy Spirit, change my mind as I submit myself to you. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to transform my thoughts, my heart, my motives, and my actions. May your will be done. Lord, I will be okay regardless of how others act. My worth comes from you. My dependency is upon you. So, Lord, make me steadfast and obedient to what you've called me to. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray over everyone that's listened to this and quoted these declarations. Father, I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, this person has submitted themselves to you. Lord God, they've repented Lord God, for any thoughts or actions contrary to your word. I pray, Lord God, Father, they've given you permission, Holy Spirit, to come in and do transformation and do surgery. I ask you, Holy Ghost, go into their life and do supernatural surgery. Do surgery upon their mind, do surgery upon their heart and their spirit. And I pray right now that their likeness would be transformed to be more like Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to be more like Christ, even as this day is over, that he is transforming you more into his image. So Father, I pray, process this person. God, I pray, submit this person to your process, Lord God, to bring out the dross, to bring out all the junk in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring it to the surface so it can be dealt with. I pray right now, deliverance, healing, and freedom. I pray, Lord God, your perfect will would be done in this person's life. I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, supernatural breakthrough over every area of your life. I speak joy, peace, healing over you today in the name of Jesus Christ. I just release the anointing right now over your life. And I declare right now, you're coming into a greater season. You're coming into a Kairos season. That things aren't spiraling out of control, but they're spiraling into place. That God has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. I don't care what the season looks like. I don't care what the situation looks like. He's going to prosper you. He's doing a good work. So I pray right now, according to his word, all things work together of those that love him. So I pray right now, take the good, the bad, the ugly, Lord God, use it for your glory, Lord God. Even this person's mistakes, Lord God, are going to work out in their favor in Jesus' name. Take everything, Lord God. Use all the scraps. Use every piece in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to put that puzzle together in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, right now for your faithfulness and your goodness, Lord God, to keep completing your work upon us. You are faithful to continue the good work that you started in us. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Declarations for freedom of codependency. Lord, I come before you and repent of any codependency. I repent of allowing others' treatment of me to affect my view of myself. I refuse to be a people pleaser and will only please you. I will not change who I am to make others happy. I refuse to allow myself to be codependent. I gain everything I need from my relationship with Christ. I will not let my emotional needs be met through helping or leaning upon others. I will humble myself so I can see myself the way God sees me. I will maintain healthy boundaries for myself, my family, and others. The peace of God rests upon me. I refuse to allow someone else's situation to create chaos in my life. Lord, I surrender myself to you and pray that you develop Christ-like character in my life. Help me to treat others the way that I would want to be treated. Lord, I pray according to 2 Corinthians 3:18 that I would be transformed into Christ's likeness. According to Galatians 5:22 through 26, I pray, give me the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. According to Romans 12:2, I will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that by testing I may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Lord, I pray you would reveal any thought patterns, mental blockages, or bondages that are contrary to your word. Isolate every way of thinking that is not of you. I repent of any wrong way of thinking and pray, Holy Spirit, change my mind as I submit myself to you. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to transform my thoughts, my heart, my motives, and my actions. May your will be done. Lord, I will be okay regardless of how others act. My worth comes from you. My dependency is upon you. So, Lord, make me steadfast and obedient to what you've called me to. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray over everyone that's listened to this and quoted these declarations. Father, I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, this person has submitted themselves to you. Lord God, they've repented, Lord God, for any thoughts or actions contrary to your word. I pray, Lord God, Father, they've given you permission, Holy Spirit, to come in and do transformation and do surgery. I ask you, Holy Ghost, go into their life and do supernatural surgery. Do surgery upon their mind, do surgery upon their heart and their spirit. And I pray right now that their likeness would be transformed to be more like Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to be more like Christ, even as this day is over, that he is transforming you more into his image. So Father, I pray, process this person. God, I pray, submit this person to your process, Lord God, to bring out the dross, to bring out all the junk in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring it to the surface so it can be dealt with. I pray right now, deliverance, healing, and freedom. I pray, Lord God, your perfect will would be done in this person's life. I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, supernatural breakthrough over every area of your life. I speak joy, peace, healing over you today in the name of Jesus Christ. I just release the anointing right now over your life. And I declare right now, you're coming into a greater season. You're coming into a Kairos season. That things aren't spiraling out of control, but they're spiraling into place. That God has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. I don't care what the season looks like. I don't care what the situation looks like. He's going to prosper you. He's doing a good work. So I pray right now, according to his word, all things work together of those that love him. So I pray right now, take the good, the bad, the ugly, Lord God, use it for your glory, Lord God. Even this person's mistakes, Lord God, are going to work out in their favor in Jesus' name. Take everything, Lord God. Use all the scraps. Use every piece in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to put that puzzle together in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, right now for your faithfulness and your goodness, Lord God, to keep completing your work upon us. You are faithful to continue the good work that you started in us. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Declarations for freedom of codependency. Lord, I come before you and repent of any codependency. I repent of allowing others' treatment of me to affect my view of myself. I refuse to be a people pleaser and will only please you. I will not change who I am to make others happy. I refuse to allow myself to be codependent. I gain everything I need from my relationship with Christ. I will not let my emotional needs be met through helping or leaning upon others. I will humble myself so I can see myself the way God sees me. I will maintain healthy boundaries for myself, my family, and others. The peace of God rests upon me. I refuse to allow someone else's situation to create chaos in my life. Lord, I surrender myself to you and pray that you develop Christ-like character in my life. Help me to treat others the way that I would want to be treated. Lord, I pray according to 2 Corinthians 3:18 that I would be transformed into Christ's likeness. According to Galatians 5:22 through 26, I pray, give me the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. According to Romans 12:2, I will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that by testing I may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Lord, I pray you would reveal any thought patterns, mental blockages, or bondages that are contrary to your word. Isolate every way of thinking that is not of you. I repent of any wrong way of thinking and pray, Holy Spirit, change my mind as I submit myself to you. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to transform my thoughts, my heart, my motives, and my actions. May your will be done. Lord, I will be okay regardless of how others act. My worth comes from you. My dependency is upon you. So, Lord, make me steadfast and obedient to what you've called me to. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray over everyone that's listened to this and quoted these declarations. Father, I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, this person has submitted themselves to you, Lord God. They've repented, Lord God, for any thoughts or actions contrary to your word. I pray, Lord God, Father, they've given you permission, Holy Spirit, to come in and do transformation and do surgery. I ask you, Holy Ghost, go into their life and do supernatural surgery. Do surgery upon their mind, do surgery upon their heart and their spirit. And I pray right now that their likeness would be transformed to be more like Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to be more like Christ, even as this day is over, that he is transforming you more into his image. So, Father, I pray, process this person. God, I pray, submit this person to your process. Lord God, to bring out the dross, to bring out all the junk in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring it to the surface so it can be dealt with. I pray right now deliverance, healing, and freedom. I pray, Lord God, your perfect will would be done in this person's life. I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, supernatural breakthrough over every area of your life. I speak joy, peace, healing over you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just release the anointing right now over your life. And I declare right now, you're coming into a greater season. You're coming into a Kairos season, that things aren't spiraling out of control, but they're spiraling into place. That God has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. I don't care what the season looks like. I don't care what the situation looks like. He's going to prosper you. He's doing a good work. So I pray right now, according to his word, all things work together of those that love him. So I pray right now, take the good, the bad, the ugly, Lord God, use it for your glory, Lord God. Even this person's mistakes, Lord God, are going to work out in their favor in Jesus' name. Take everything, Lord God, use all the scraps, use every piece in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to put that puzzle together in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, right now for your faithfulness and your goodness, Lord God, to keep completing your work upon us. You are faithful to continue the good work that you started in us. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. declarations for freedom of codependency. Lord, I come before you and repent of any codependency. I repent of allowing others' treatment of me to affect my view of myself. I refuse to be a people pleaser and will only please you. I will not change who I am to make others happy. I refuse to allow myself to be codependent. I gain everything I need from my relationship with Christ. I will not let my emotional needs be met through helping or leaning upon others. I will humble myself so I can see myself the way God sees me. I will maintain healthy boundaries for myself, my family, and others. The peace of God rests upon me. I refuse to allow someone else's situation to create chaos in my life. Lord, I surrender myself to you and pray that you develop Christ-like character in my life. Help me to treat others the way that I would want to be treated. Lord, I pray according to 2 Corinthians 3:18 that I would be transformed into Christ's likeness. According to Galatians 5:22-26, I pray, give me the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. According to Romans 12:2, I will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that by testing I may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Lord, I pray you would reveal any thought patterns, mental blockages, or bondages that are contrary to your word. Isolate every way of thinking that is not of you. I repent of any wrong way of thinking and pray, Holy Spirit, change my mind as I submit myself to you. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to transform my thoughts, my heart, my motives, and my actions. May your will be done. Lord, I will be okay regardless of how others act. My worth comes from you. My dependency is upon you. So, Lord, make me steadfast and obedient to what you've called me to. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray over everyone that's listened to this and quoted these declarations. Father, I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, this person has submitted themselves to you. Lord God, they've repented Lord God, for any thoughts or actions contrary to your word. I pray, Lord God, Father, they've given you permission, Holy Spirit, to come in and do transformation and do surgery. I ask you, Holy Ghost, go into their life and do supernatural surgery. Do surgery upon their mind, do surgery upon their heart and their spirit. And I pray right now that their likeness would be transformed to be more like Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to be more like Christ, even as this day is over, that he is transforming you more into his image. So, Father, I pray, process this person. God, I pray, submit this person to your process, Lord God, to bring out the dross, to bring out all the junk in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring it to the surface so it can be dealt with. I pray right now, deliverance, healing, and freedom. I pray, Lord God, your perfect will would be done in this person's life. I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, supernatural breakthrough over every area of your life. I speak joy, peace, healing over you today in the name of Jesus Christ. I just release the anointing right now over your life. And I declare right now, you're coming into a greater season. You're coming into a Kairos season, that things aren't spiraling out of control, but they're spiraling into place. That God has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. I don't care what the season looks like. I don't care what the situation looks like. He's going to prosper you. He's doing a good work. So I pray right now, according to his word, all things work together of those that love him. So I pray right now, take the good, the bad, the ugly, Lord God, use it for your glory, Lord God. Even this person's mistakes, Lord God, are going to work out in their favor in Jesus' name. Take everything, Lord God. Use all the scraps. Use every piece in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to put that puzzle together in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, right now for your faithfulness and your goodness, Lord God, to keep completing your work upon us. You are faithful to continue the good work that you started in us. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Declarations for freedom of codependency. Lord, I come before you and repent of any codependency. I repent of allowing others' treatment of me to affect my view of myself. I refuse to be a people pleaser and will only please you. I will not change who I am to make others happy. I refuse to allow myself to be codependent. I gain everything I need from my relationship with Christ. I will not let my emotional needs be met through helping or leaning upon others. I will humble myself so I can see myself the way God sees me. I will maintain healthy boundaries for myself, my family, and others. The peace of God rests upon me. I refuse to allow someone else's situation to create chaos in my life. Lord, I surrender myself to you and pray that you develop Christ-like character in my life. Help me to treat others the way that I would want to be treated. Lord, I pray according to 2 Corinthians 3:18 that I would be transformed into Christ's likeness. According to Galatians 5:22 through 26, I pray, give me the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. According to Romans 12:2, I will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that by testing I may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Lord, I pray you would reveal any thought patterns, mental blockages, or bondages that are contrary to your word. Isolate every way of thinking that is not of you. I repent of any wrong way of thinking and pray, Holy Spirit, change my mind as I submit myself to you. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to transform my thoughts, my heart, my motives, and my actions. May your will be done. Lord, I will be okay regardless of how others act. My worth comes from you. My dependency is upon you. So, Lord, make me steadfast and obedient to what you've called me to. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray over everyone that's listened to this and quoted these declarations. Father, I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, this person has submitted themselves to you, Lord God. They've repented, Lord God, for any thoughts or actions contrary to your word. I pray, Lord God, Father, they've given you permission, Holy Spirit, to come in and do transformation and do surgery. I ask you, Holy Ghost, go into their life and do supernatural surgery. Do surgery upon their mind, do surgery upon their heart and their spirit. And I pray right now that their likeness would be transformed to be more like Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to be more like Christ even as this day is over, that he is transforming you more into his image. So Father, I pray, process this person. God, I pray, submit this person to your process, Lord God, to bring out the dross, to bring out all the junk in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring it to the surface so it can be dealt with. I pray right now, deliverance, healing, and freedom. I pray, Lord God, your perfect will would be done in this person's life. I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, supernatural breakthrough over every area of your life. I speak joy, peace, healing over you today in the name of Jesus Christ. I just release the anointing right now over your life. And I declare right now, you're coming into a greater season. You're coming into a Kairos season, that things aren't spiraling out of control, but they're spiraling into place. That God has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. I don't care what the season looks like. I don't care what the situation looks like. He's going to prosper you. He's doing a good work. So I pray right now, according to his word, all things work together of those that love him. So I pray right now, take the good, the bad, the ugly, Lord God, use it for your glory, Lord God. Even this person's mistakes, Lord God, are going to work out in their favor in Jesus' name. Take everything, Lord God. Use all the scraps. Use every piece in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to put that puzzle together in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, right now for your faithfulness and your goodness, Lord God, to keep completing your work upon us. You are faithful to continue the good work that you started in us. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Declarations for freedom of codependency. Lord, I come before you and repent of any codependency. I repent of allowing others' treatment of me to affect my view of myself. I refuse to be a people pleaser and will only please you. I will not change who I am to make others happy. I refuse to allow myself to be codependent. I gain everything I need from my relationship with Christ. I will not let my emotional needs be met through helping or leaning upon others. I will humble myself so I can see myself the way God sees me. I will maintain healthy boundaries for myself, my family, and others. The peace of God rests upon me. I refuse to allow someone else's situation to create chaos in my life. Lord, I surrender myself to you and pray that you develop Christ-like character in my life. Help me to treat others the way that I would want to be treated. Lord, I pray according to 2 Corinthians 3:18 that I would be transformed into Christ's likeness. According to Galatians 5:22 through 26, I pray, give me the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. According to Romans 12:2, I will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that by testing I may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Lord, I pray you would reveal any thought patterns, mental blockages, or bondages that are contrary to your word. Isolate every way of thinking that is not of you. I repent of any wrong way of thinking and pray, Holy Spirit, change my mind as I submit myself to you. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to transform my thoughts, my heart, my motives, and my actions. May your will be done. Lord, I will be okay regardless of how others act. My worth comes from you. My dependency is upon you. So, Lord, make me steadfast and obedient to what you've called me to. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray over everyone that's listened to this and quoted these declarations. Father, I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, this person has submitted themselves to you, Lord God. They've repented, Lord God, for any thoughts or actions contrary to your word. I pray, Lord God, Father, they've given you permission, Holy Spirit, to come in and do transformation and do surgery. I ask you, Holy Ghost, go into their life and do supernatural surgery. Do surgery upon their mind, do surgery upon their heart and their spirit. And I pray right now that their likeness would be transformed to be more like Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to be more like Christ, even as this day is over, that he is transforming you more into his image. So, Father, I pray, process this person. God, I pray, submit this person to your process. Lord God, to bring out the dross, to bring out all the junk in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring it to the surface so it can be dealt with. I pray right now deliverance, healing, and freedom. I pray, Lord God, your perfect will would be done in this person's life. I pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, supernatural breakthrough over every area of your life. I speak joy, peace, healing over you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just release the anointing right now over your life. And I declare right now, you're coming into a greater season. You're coming into a Kairos season, that things aren't spiraling out of control, but they're spiraling into place. That God has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. I don't care what the season looks like. I don't care what the situation looks like. He's going to prosper you. He's doing a good work. So I pray right now, according to his word, all things work together of those that love him. So I pray right now, take the good, the bad, the ugly, Lord God, use it for your glory, Lord God. Even this person's mistakes, Lord God, are going to work out in their favor in Jesus' name. Take everything, Lord God, use all the scraps, use every piece in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to put that puzzle together in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, right now for your faithfulness and your goodness, Lord God, to keep completing your work upon us. You are faithful to continue the good work that you started in us. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you right now for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.